Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in. This is the newest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. My name is Christian Osero, joined as always by my guy, Jay Binkley. Bink, we are almost into April. This is the last day of March here. We're recording on March 31st.
Yep.
And that means that we are just a little bit over 3 weeks away from the start of the 2025 NFL draft. How you feeling?
Good, man. Good. We've got a lot of, it's not quite character concerns, but the same thing on the radio coming up here with like six different specials starting on April 10th. And we'll have the draft covered live for you as well, including the landing in Liberty like last year. So,
yep, round one. That'll be that Thursday. So we will be there.
You can come out and make the picks. You can win up to $965 or Juwan Taylor helmet.
Yep, just come in there. We're gonna put together a mock draft that we're going to do. I think that next week, and then 2 weeks after that, we should do a couple of more seven-round mocks for the Chiefs, just so that we can have that out there. Maybe like in a couple of weeks, we could do like a final full first-round mock, just so that we could throw our hats in there and see how people compete against us.
Got something close. The Nick Scorton thing, he was our first-round pick.
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times, but I've seen a couple top 100s. He was 28th best player listed. He was ahead of like Harmon and stuff like that, so still think we're pretty good on the Scorton.
Scorton's definitely going to be in play there at 31. We'll see how things shake up. There's been a lot of word coming out about a lot of different prospects.
Sure.
But I want to start with another seven-round mock that I found. This one was done by ESPN's Matt Miller. He put out a full seven-round mock for a full mock for all the teams in the league. But obviously, we're gonna keep it on the Chiefs here. And I thought this was a really interesting one. There were a lot of guys that we both like that were on this mock.
We drafted two of them.
Yeah, we have mocked multiple players on this list. And for me, I kind of look at this list, and there's a lot of options on this list that I really, really like. So starting out at round one, pick 31, Matt Miller has the Chiefs taking edge rusher Mykel Williams from Georgia. Mykel is more of he's a bigger edge rusher, more of a power guy, as opposed to like what you see with a lot of speed guys like Abdul Carter and whatnot. I would love if the Chiefs were to get their hands on Mykel Williams. I do not think he will be available. I think he's probably going to go top 10, top 15.
His numbers won't blow you away. The sack numbers, everything. They're like 4.5 last year.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy. But when you watch the film on him, he fits into the style that Spags wants from his edge rushers. B, he's a guy that has a very high upside. They had a really, really good pass rush, really good defensive line there at Georgia. But Mykel Williams is a guy that he's not quite as flashy as like a Jalen Walker as far as like the speed goes and whatnot, But man, Michael's a guy that just he has a high motor and he generates a lot of pressure. If the Chiefs were somehow able to get him at 31, I'd be all for it.
Oh, I'm with you too on that. And the one thing is, it's the position too. I mean, obviously we went edge with Nick Scorton in our mock draft. So Michael Williams, again, same theory, same concept. I'm still good with that as well. He wasn't available when we did our mock draft.
And I don't think he will be available.
I don't think he'll be available either. But it's a guy that his comparison in the NFL, Lance Zierlein had Gregory Rousseau when it came to him. That'd be fine. But the thing is, he's an upside project. You know, it's an upside guy that you can go for. But it's the thought and theory. I would love to see him go that direction.
For round two, pick 63, Matt Miller has the Chiefs taking left tackle Charles Grant from William & Mary. I have waxed poetically about how I think he's, to me, the most interesting left tackle in this draft class. He's a guy that's a Division II kid, William & Mary. He was a late bloomer, didn't start playing football, I think, until his sophomore or his junior year when he was in high school. And you look at all of the measurables. I mean, he's like almost 35-inch arms. You look at the size on him, 6'4", well over 300 pounds.
And that fits the Chiefs.
Yeah, he fits exactly what they're looking for. He's a guy, he's a project, but he's a guy I think you look at what he could be. He has a lot of upside that hasn't quite gotten tapped into yet because he's a late bloomer.
Yeah, and the one thing about it is, too, and I think it's – I wouldn't do this in the second round. I mean, I like the player.
I think third round probably is a little bit of a smarter pick.
But coming William & Mary and stuff like this, again, this is if you have confidence that Jalen Moore is your starter. Because this is not a guy you want to start on day one.
No.
And I understand arm length and all that. He's about 310, 311 pounds. But I don't know if you want to go this direction with guy William & Mary. You trust him to be your left tackle at this point. So it could be take a few years. It's like it took Jalen Moore a few years, former fifth-round pick. So,
yeah, this definitely wouldn't be a start-right-away type pick. This would be a let's draft him and stash him for a year. Let's see what he does in year two. Like, to me, that's where it's like you look at what you have with Jalen Moore, you look at what you have with Charles Grant, and then you can kind of pick the better of the two. Because I think more likely than not, Jalen Moore is like whether or not he's going to be the starter in 26, I think that's going to be decided this year.
He said he's got a legitimate 7-foot wingspan. That's what Zierlein said.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Charles Grant is a specimen physically. It's and you watch him on tape, and like he looks really good on tape. It's just he's playing against D2 guys.
Yep.
He did play against some D1 guys. I think they played West Virginia this year, and he looked really good in that game. But there's just not a lot of tape of him playing against Power 4.
It was at FCS. I mean, it wasn't Division 2. It was FCS.
Yeah, that's what it was, FCS. So it's like there's a lot of work there's a lot of unknowns about him because he did not play against premium competition. But I agree with you. I think probably third round is where I'd be most comfortable with him being taken. But if they went 63, I could be okay with it because I don't think this is a – day one starter. I think this is a 1 year project and then see where you are in 26. Then we pick 66 in round three. Matt Miller has the Chiefs taking my guy, Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle out of Florida State. I have talked extensively about how much I like this kid. He reminds me, he's like a defensive tackle version of Carl Loftus, high motor and very effective in the pass rush. This is a kid I would absolutely love right around this spot, that 63 to 66 range. If you get your hands on a guy like him, I think you're getting an immediate contributor in the pass rush on the inside.
You and I had him going in the second round.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the third. Same thing. I mean, second or third round. Again, I don't care what round you go because a lot of guys are better than the round you select them in, and that's where the evaluation comes in. Hence, a lot of the Chiefs. Hence, Cooper Kupp went in the third round for the Rams. Come on, it's not a third rounder. Like Creed Humphrey, second round, he'd be a first round. Trey Smith, not a sixth round, he'd be a first round. So it depends on where you grab him. But I definitely like Joshua Farmer. Again, it's bulking up that defensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs in the rotation. I know they brought back Pinnell, and they did lose Turk Wharton. They lost that, you know, that was a key contributor on the defensive line. But Pinnell coming back is great for rotation piece for the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, Joshua Farmer, I think, would fit perfect. With this team.
Then at pick 95 in round three. He has the Chiefs taking cornerback Noel Williams out of Cal. Noel Williams is a bigger corner, about 6'1", 200 pounds.
What do you have, like 14 interceptions, I think?
Yeah, 15. It'll be in there. Yeah. 15. He was a baller at Cal. This is a guy that, if from a size profile, he fits what the Chiefs like. He can tackle, though sometimes he can be a little sloppy with his tackling form. And he's someone that is got a lot of upside as far as playing press coverage, playing man coverage. I think that if the Chiefs were to go get themselves a nice big corner that can play on the outside and kind of help ease some of the issues that they're going to have in the future as far as cornerback depth, I'm cool with this here. I like Noel Williams a lot, and I think he's got a lot of upside.
Yeah, he does, but don't be enamored by the numbers. I mean, the dude's a certified ball hawk. But, again, I think the Chiefs should go corner. I think we had him it got to be tough to go through three rounds, though, and not get wide receiver. Because you know I've been high on that. But
I know.
But corner, yeah. I mean, we had Savon Ravel in our first mock draft that we did. I think Fulton definitely changes the complexion of going that early on a corner.
Right. I don't think there's the immediate need to have to get a corner because you got Fulton. You don't have to go quite as high if the board isn't sitting there looking the way you want it to. So I would like to see them go corner at some point in the first four rounds or so, but I also understand, like, sometimes the board just doesn't give you the guy that you want. And I wouldn't be surprised if they decided in round seven to go take one of those guys. Like, you know, we talked about the Southern Arkansas kid a couple weeks ago. Like, someone like that I think would be interesting.
They got Jalen Watson in the seventh round.
Yes, yeah, they did. Round four, pick 133, you've got Bashaul Tuten, the running back out of Virginia Tech. He's about 5'9", a little bit over 200 pounds. He is a very, very talented back. Again, the size, I kind of wonder about the size of the long-term ability for him. But Tuten's a guy I've seen a lot of people mocking to the Chiefs right around that round 4.32
speed that people are enamored by, his speed. And he's been mocked to the Chiefs in several drills. I'm okay with Tuten. I'm okay with that situation, but it's the speed. But again, you got to be careful because Isaiah Pacheco came with that high speed. He was 4.37 guy,
and he just runs straight into contact. That's the one, and that's the reason why. Like, for a running back, the 40 time is just not something I'm really looking at a whole lot. It's nice to have the running back that's got some juice like that, but I want the guy that's going to be more. Is going to be more effective as far as being patient, letting blocks develop and zone run, and then you are seeing them kind of find those creases in the defense that they can exploit. And so for me, the 40 time, I hope fans and whatnot who are looking at running backs, they're not in just getting enamored and looking, okay, this guy is a 40 in the low 4.3s. The Chiefs should take him.
And he's also a guy that can kick return as well.
Yeah, and the Chiefs could certainly use some more consistency in that regard as well.
And there might be more kickoffs this year with if it gets approved to put it at the 35-yard line instead of the 30.
Right. Then the final three picks, all round seven, he's got them taking safety Keaton Crawford from Nevada. He's got them taking wide receiver Daniel Jackson from Minnesota. And then finally, our guy, Nazir Stackhouse.
Yeah, or we picked Nazir Stackhouse. Daniel Jackson, by the way, he's from Bishop Miege.
Yeah.
He's a local kid, seen him play in high school.
Yeah, he's a bigger receiver. I think he's over 6 feet, right around 200 or so. And then, Nazir Stackhouse, defensive tackle from Georgia. I was reading something about Stackhouse earlier today. Apparently he has narcolepsy, and he's dealt with it his entire career. And because of that, sometimes on the sidelines, he like dozes off, falls asleep during the games. He doesn't actually do it like when he's on the field, but he's had that issue before.
Yeah, he's been productive at a big time program.
So. Yeah. So again, don't let that fool you. He's a very effective run stopping defensive tackle. He was one of the highest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's graded defensive tackles at stopping the run by PFF. Very, very, but yeah, he does have narcolepsy. I was reading about it earlier on The Athletic. It was really interesting.
So, wake him up.
I really like this mock that Matt Miller put out. Like I said, the first 4 picks, I would be really excited about those picks.
I like them all, except for the wide receiver thing. He didn't dress tight end either, which it's not a huge necessity this year, obviously, with Kelsey coming back, but. Again, our mock had at least 2 receivers in it, which one of them was kind of throwaway there at the end of the 7th round. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not so dead set on receiver just because I think that there's some good depth in this draft at receiver. So I don't know if you need to go receiver high unless you have someone that just falls well below what you value them at, like a Luther Burden.
Yep.
If the Chiefs have him with the first round grade and he falls to 31, then, I mean, at that point, I'd be really pushing for them to go out and get him because I think you go best available in that situation if you have that. But at the same time, I don't think they need to force it.
And the good news is, with a lot of these, the position rankings for different positions at the draft, it's the position of need for the Chiefs. They're listed at 1. Like, 1 and 2 is pretty much edge and defensive line.
Yeah.
And running back's like 3rd.
Right.
Tight end's highly rated, too, as well as, you know, the depth of the tight end position. But that's good for the Chiefs because those are 2 of the areas they need to hit.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice that when you need some defensive line help, you've got a lot of options here in this draft. So moving on to some NFL draft news that's come out over the last week. Starting out, it looks like the Titans, last week we talked about how there was word that the Titans might stick at number 1 and take Cam Ward. Well, it looks like that might actually happen. You've seen a lot of insiders out here reporting that the Titans have been doing a lot more homework on Cam Ward than initially thought, and they might be more than willing now to stick at number 1 and take him as their future franchise.
I think they're going to have another Zoom interview with them either today or March. Sure, 2 or 2 was going to get one, but
yeah.
This is one of those deals that will be decided early. and they'll make the decision. Because Will Levis, they haven't really fielded calls, they said, on trading Will Levis, you know, out of that situation. Just have him there, you know, as a backup quarterback to learn, develop, and everything. I do think they would be willing to trade him if someone's willing to do it. I don't think they're going to do it. But I assume at some point here, relatively soon, Cam Ward, because I don't know that a lot of teams are willing to break the bank to trade for a guy like Cam Ward.
No, yeah.
A different situation, like an Arch Manning, somebody like that, right. Maybe so. But not a Cam Ward. And I like Cam Ward. I think he's the best quarterback in this class. But Tennessee, a team that went out and spent in free agency a year ago, bulking up that defense, and we've seen it. Fox Sports did a great article on, you know, the top three spenders, like 7 of the last 10 years, they've even made the playoffs, the top three spending teams. Last year was Carolina, spent the most in free agency, and look how much that helped them. So I think at some point here, Cam Ward will be known as kind of the pick for the Tennessee Titans. There's no reason to have a mystery about it. If that's your guy, that's your guy.
Right, yeah, and I think a lot of it is just like, you know, like you said, there's probably not a lot of teams that are really trying to go out there and spend that kind of capital to move up and take him. Because, like, as good as I think Cam Ward is, I don't think Cam Ward is the kind of prospect you had last year in the top three. Like, all three of those quarterbacks, I think, are going to be really good in the NFL.
You want to start developing as that guy. I mean, he's a very confident guy. I mean, he's a very, very confident guy in a lot of things that he's saying. But, they'll make that decision. Quarterback one, is he here or not? I mean, we'll see. I do believe Cam Ward will make it in the NFL.
Me too. I really like Cam Ward. I think at the very minimum he's going to be a Geno Smith level quarterback. But I think he has possibility to be up there with like a CJ Stroud, where he's like just short of being one of the elite quarterbacks, but a guy you want to look out for as possibly breaking through that glass ceiling at some point. I'm a big fan of Cam Ward. We've both been talking. I mean, you've been talking about him since 23. He was the guy, like, after he beat my Florida Gators in week one, I was like, yep, this is the guy in the class. He's got everything I think you're looking for, except for he doesn't have that crazy strong arm, but very accurate, anticipates the routes coming open very well, and I think that gives him a big advantage.
And he seems to have that leadership ability, too, where guys, man, he did play the bowl game, but he played just the first half of it, you know, and people were critical of that. It's like, well, at least he played. Because a lot of guys didn't play. At least Cam Ward went out and played. That he should have come back to help him win, it didn't matter in the grand scheme of things. But you got to get the guys to buy in. They have to. Like they bring in Will Levis, and I can't tell you that team just 100% rallied around Will Levis when he's there. You have to be able to do that. You have to get the trust of your teammates going forward. They have to want to play for you. I think that's a very important thing when it comes to quarterback, being outspoken, being that vocal guy. You know, there's talks coming out of the draft that Justin Herbert, you know, had the arm strength and everything else, but some people questioned, you know, the other stuff about it. And you look at this far in his career, he didn't have a playoff win. So there's a lot of stuff that matters. Arm strength, size, all that stuff matters. But leadership is huge.
Yeah, leadership is, I think, one of the more underrated qualities that you see when these quarterbacks. Is actually one of the reasons why someone like J.J. McCarthy was drafted as high as he was, because he had a lot of those intangibles, the leadership qualities that a lot of teams like.
And they don't even know what they're doing. They even named him quarterback one.
No, because there's, you know, reportedly Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Viking really bad, but
speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he had a throwing session with DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Which I think, and he went and met with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. So, or there's smoke, there's fire. If he wants to play, I think if he wants to play, he'll be a Steeler.
Me too. I don't think that the Vikings want the circus that comes with him. So it makes sense on their part.
It's Brett Favre 2.0.
Right. It almost exactly. Literally almost exactly the same story. Slick Rick, our guy, formerly known as Pretty Ricky, he's saying that the Browns are going to take edge rusher from Penn State, Abdul Carter, at number 2, which leaves Shedeur Sanders to be taken by the Giants at number 3 if they so choose. Giants did sign quarterback Russell Wilson to a 1-year deal last week. I still think it's a smart idea for them to take Shedeur at 3rd overall if he's there. I just think that makes the most sense for the Giants. Russ is not a long-term option to quarterback. You need to try to find a young guy that you can kind of hitch your wagon to. I mean, look, Daboll and Joe Shane's days are numbered in New York.
I agree with you, and I think that, well, Jameis Winston's there as well, right?
Yeah, he's the quarterback there, but again, 1 year deal.
This is have Hard Knocks written all over it. All they did in season one or off season when the Giants did. But right. I didn't want to see this.
Yeah,
but the one thing about their quarterback situation is, yeah, you look at Brian Daboll and you look at the front office. If they draft Shadur, I believe it buys them time, because if he shows some progress this year and they win, if they did draft Shadur, they'd give him time. But if they don't, and they go out with Russell Wilson and win 6 or 7 games, they're all fired.
I think it's more likely that Russell Wilson starts, unless he's a disaster.
Then they're going to be fired, because I do believe if they do go Shadur, whether they like him or not, it'll buy them time. Because I don't think you fire it if you're showing progress.
If you're showing progress.
Because they look at it and say, man, we just drafted this quarterback. We wouldn't even be with Daboll. We went to Daboll to bring back that energy that he had with Josh Allen. In that kind of situation, but it's the one way I think they maybe hold on. I'm surprised they're still there, to be honest with you.
Me too. I thought they would be fired at the end of the season.
But it's a dumb organizational decision to have a quarterback like Stewart, if you did draft him, firing the head coach after year one, because you don't want to keep putting the franchise quarterback in those kind of situations.
And I agree with you on that. It, to me, it's one of those situations, though, is like, if you know you don't have the right guy at head coach, even if it might stunt the growth of your quarterback a little bit, it's better to get rid of the guy that doesn't get the job done and find someone that
does. And also coming out today, Jimmy Haslam, owner of the Browns, and his wife, Dee, they called Deshaun Watson a huge swing and miss.
Yeah.
And well, he's still on that roster.
He is. I mean, it's been reported that they are interested in trying to get Kirk Cousins from the Falcons. So
they don't have a quarterback either, man. I mean, it's just a bad situation. Miles Garrett, I mean, he wanted to win, and he didn't want to be a Brown. They paid him the bank.
He got an absurd amount of money.
With him and Abdul Carter, that'd be ridiculous. But again, they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, unless they get Kirk Cousins. And then you get a quarterback that is probably a little washed, but still could probably be an effective starter for you if you give him enough weapons.
He can get you to 500.
Yeah, he probably gets you to 500. Well, maybe. Right around. Like maybe a game or two, game below it or whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that it makes a lot of sense for the Giants to take Shadur if he's there at 3. You develop him for the future. Whatever happens with Daboll and Joe Shane happens, but I still think you go and secure your quarterback long term. And then our last bit of news, as far as just the news around the NFL draft is concerned, Coach Prime, he did an interview with Skip Bayless last week, and he says he knows the quarterback's coach that was spreading the rumor that Shadur Sanders was arrogant in his combine interviews. And he called the head coach of that quarterback coach and took care of the issue.
Deion Sanders just got paid, by the way.
He did. He got a 5-year extension with Colorado.
I hate when unnamed scouts. Listen, these are in-house things. If you think he's arrogant, just tell your team. Don't put it out there in the media. Don't try to hurt this kid's draft stock. But I've seen this about a lot of different guys. And it comes down. It hurts them, man. Like, it hurts them. When they're sitting there and they start to drop and fall, if you think they have character concerns, issues, they drop. But not a huge fan of going out like that. Let other teams figure it out. If you think he's arrogant, let other teams figure it out. They can figure it out.
You know what I think this was? I think this was an attempt by a coach to drop his value so they could pick him without trading.
It could happen. But keep in mind, I mean, a lot of these guys are – Deion was – remember Deion? He sat there. He was like, it was an interview with the Giants or something.
Oh, he was a diva. He was a diva coming out of Florida
State.
They
asked him to go over game plan and stuff. Says, you're not going to.
Like, no.
You're picking, what, 10th? I'm not going 10th.
Yeah, no. And my thing is this. I think all of this was just their attempt to try and diminish Shadur's value so they could get him without trading up. Because this, we've said this before. 6 of the top 10 teams in this draft need a quarterback. For the long term, they need a quarterback. And none of these teams want to trade up to go get that quarterback, because the guys who are sitting up there at the top two in that first round, the value is just not there. So it makes more sense to try to assassinate the character of one of these guys so that they fall and you don't have to trade up and you can get your quarterback. Because that is a dream scenario. You get your quarterback and you don't have to trade up. You can get them in the bottom 5 of the top 10. Yeah, that's a great situation.
Well, several of these players have been dealing with this, these type of
right?
You know, issues from the combine. I will say this. I'm not a huge fan of the guys that don't do any drills. And we're starting to see this more at the pro days. Like, usually if you don't compete at the combine, you do the pro days. But we're seeing guys not even do that. Remember Marvin Harrison Jr.? He didn't even run his
pro day. He didn't do anything. He just did interviews, and that was it.
Like Austin Jente.
He did no medicals at all.
He ran through the cones and the deals, but he didn't run the 40. He didn't do any of that stuff.
Probably a good idea that he didn't run the 40.
Well, maybe, but, man, it's like, if you're going to draft somebody that high, man, it's like, you're not doing it. What are you hiding? I mean, that's been my thing. Like, I'm not a huge fan of that. I understand, okay, you don't want to compete at the combine. You want to save it for your pro day. Okay. But at least do it at your pro day.
I don't blame him for that, because there's a lot of times where we get caught up in a specific number and we see what we see on film and they were like, oh, well, he ran a 40. That was this number. Nah, he's not good. And you know how these teams are in the NFL. All it takes is one little bit of information and they completely change what they think of you.
Like, to be honest with you, if that's your theory, Restrepo, Xavier Restrepo shouldn't have ran.
Oh, no. He should not have run.
He should have gone by his game film.
He ran a 4.8 340. He should not have run at his pro day.
I think that's valuable for teams to know, to be honest with you, because he's the all-time leading receiver in yards and catches at Miami. He's not fast. He runs great routes. Not at all.
But we knew he wasn't fast watching him on film,
too. But to me, I understand. Look, it hurts him personally, but I think that helps the NFL teams to say, whoa, this guy has almost offensive line speed or defensive line speed.
Yeah, but like that's my thing, though, is like it's not your job to help the teams out with that information.
No, it's not, but that's just – like for that's the reason why I see the value in it.
Oh, yeah, and I do too. But from a player standpoint, I also understand I would not run. If I knew that my 40 time was going to be a 4.8, I would never run the 40. Yeah,
but the thing, like, you draft him, then all of a sudden it comes out to say, what the hell did we do? Oh,
you drafted me. You should have did your homework. That's the other thing that
ticks me off, too. Like, LSU had their same pro day the same day as Ohio State. Like, I don't like spreading out your talent. You know what I'm saying? These pro days, something's got to happen. And I don't know what it is, but the combine, we've seen more and more guys the last couple of years skip some of the events. Now we're seeing them skip all the events. And it was just kind of cherry picking. You get the vertical, you do the vertical, or you do the broad. And then we see people doing the pro day. Now we see guys not even doing the pro day. They're there, but we're not seeing it. Now the pro days are, you know, spread out and on the same day, a lot of them. I don't know. They got to figure out a system for evaluation better, because guys aren't doing it.
Yeah. My thing is this. I'm okay with it, because most of what you are going to figure out as far as how good a player is what you see on film. Like, that's that. I mean, we can do all the athletic testing that we can. Like, you look at those RAS scores. Like, what is it? Was it Kent Platt?
Raw Athletics.
Who does the RAS? You look at it, and it's like some of these numbers aren't that flattering. You know, it's like, you know, it's like Kenneth Grant from Michigan, a guy I really like, defensive tackle. You like him too?
Yeah.
He's like a 7-something RAS. That doesn't mean.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's not going to be a really good defensive tackle. It just means that he doesn't have this crazy athletic score in comparison to other guys.
And again, it doesn't mean at this point, after 1 or 2 years, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't even think guys really even do it in the NFL. You're not going to see him run 40s or anything.
Hell no.
I don't think anybody's timing Tyreek Hill in his 40 at this point. You go by what you're doing on film, but it's the big evaluation process. Can a guy play in the NFL? And then you don't care. Like a Puka didn't run well. The combine's like 4, 5, 6, something like that.
Yeah.
There's been some. Devontae Adams didn't run well.
No, he was in the 4.5s too. He was in the 4.5s as well.
And what you do is how good of a player are they? But when it comes to a fringe, you kind of want to know the athleticism and what they can do.
And I from a team standpoint, yeah, I get that.
But a guy like Marquise Valdes-Scantling runs a 4.37, he's 6'4", and you're like, yeah. Whoa, this guy's got talent on the building. But you got to be able to put it together.
Yeah, so I'm saying you watch him actually play, and it's just like he's just running around. That's it.
So here's the pros and cons to both.
And so that's the reason why, like, I understand it from the perspective of the players, not wanting to put that on film and let that be the thing that decide whether or not you go where you probably should be going based on your talent, your skill level, because somebody said, oh, you ran a 4.8 40. Yeah, I'm not drafting you in the second round. Restrepo should not have ran.
Well, the other thing too is
he should have did everything but the 40.
Like Will Campbell, his arm somehow grew from from the combine to his pro day.
Yeah, all those guys they grew.
Hand
they
size
grew like half
went
an
on
inch.
Jalen Milroe, his hand size grew
and, like 2 inches.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, here's the deal. They said don't worry about the LSU pro day for Will Campbell because it was an NFL guy doing the measurements. Well, it was an NFL guy doing it at the combine, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, which of the true measurements? Because you're doing it at the combine, you're getting different at pro day.
Pro day was different. Not only that, but the Senior Bowl measurements were different, too.
I mean, that was all, the Senior Bowl measurements. Now it's fine. Basically, you need to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Teams need to do it themselves.
That's the reason, I'm not in the mindset where it's like I feel like these guys should have to compete, should have to do this. Because, like, a lot of this information is so different now. It's like we don't know what to trust.
No.
I don't know what to trust between Senior Bowl, Combine, and Pro Day.
No.
Because all the measurements are different. So,
which is funny.
I don't get it.
A measuring stick and you say, well, maybe you're doing it a part inside the arm.
Inside the arm instead of right at the – I don't know. I don't get
40
it.
40-yard dash could be 39 yards or – Right. You know, I mean, you don't know.
That's the reason why.
And that makes a big damn difference.
And that's the reason why I don't think they should have to work out if they don't want to, because a lot of these numbers have been so varied between them, where, like, the linemen lost inches on their arm length between the Senior Bowl and the combine.
Restrepo did run a 4, but he ran like 4.782. But to be honest with you, the difference between that and a 4.5 is
Yeah, it's not a significant difference, but you know, you notice
it. Get a difference here and there. It's bad, you know.
Yeah, like you notice it.
Guy's not high on the stopwatch. Not good at it. Not his reaction time. You know.
And that's the thing is, like, if you watch him on film, you know he's not fast.
Yes.
Like we knew he's not fast. Yeah. Like I thought he was going to run in the 4.5s.
Yeah.
So 4.8 is not good, but at the same time, it's like I can't say I'm that shocked that he ran a 4.8 because he didn't look fast on film.
It's like Mahomes. He didn't run well at the combine, but he
on
the NFL. He runs well.
He runs well when he's got people chasing him.
Yeah.
So I want to do a mock draft roundup as we close the show out, starting out with Jamie Eisner from the Draft Network. He has the Chiefs taking left tackle Ariante Ursary from Minnesota. Don't see it. If they do, it would probably be a second round pick. I don't think he's a first round pick.
More and more mocks do have him at the end of the first round.
Yeah.
Primarily most of them in the second.
Most of them are late second, early third range. Sarah Bettinger from NFL Spin Zone has them taking Kelvin Banks, left tackle from Texas.
I think he's gone before.
He's gone well before this. I think he's top 15. Brent Weissman has them taking Gray Zabel, guard out of Notre Dame.
North
Dakota State. I do not think a guard is where the Chiefs go.
He can do both, but you don't want him play tackle.
He's not a tackle. I don't think he has the arm length. I think he's like 32-inch arms. So he's not an NFL tackle. He looked way better at guard when he was practicing
Bowl. Don't need one.
Yeah, but I don't think guard first round is where the Chiefs are going.
If Tyler Booker was still there, maybe.
I'm still not cool with first round guard.
I don't want to do a first round guard either, but that's one I would maybe look past.
Then you have Matt Johnson from Sportsnet has them taking defensive tackle Kenneth Grant from Michigan. Matthew Friedman from Fantasy Life has them taking Gray Zabel, North Dakota State. Tyler Brook from 33rd team has them taking Gray Zabel.
A lot of Gray Zabels.
I know. I think this is one of those where it's like, it's easy because, they lost Joe Tooney. They traded away Joe Tooney. They got their tackle. Let's put a guard. Eric Edholm from NFL.com has them taking Derek Harmon, your guy from Oregon, as does Jeff Schwartz from Fox Sports. He has them taking Derek Harmon.
Harmon's there, I'd love
take him. Yeah, me too.
I think he's going in the 20s, early 20s.
Me too. That was interesting. When I saw Jeff Schwartz do one, I was like, he's going to get a defensive tackle. I was like, and he did. He did. I was like, he knows his stuff. Anthony Amico from In the Aggregate has them taking running back Travion Henderson from Ohio State.
That's the brother of Mitch Schwartz, by the way.
Jeff Schwartz did play for the Chiefs before Mitch did. And then obviously Mitch followed in his steps playing right tackle as well. Anthony Amico, running back Travion Henderson from Ohio State. Absolutely not.
I like Travion, but not in the first round.
No.
And it's Ohio State guy too. So
yeah, Ohio State. but I think you could get him late second.
By the way, on the pro day list for the Ohio State. Now take this for what it is, but they listed the GMs and coaches there.
No Chiefs.
No Chiefs.
That was funny. I saw that. I was like, I wonder if the Chiefs.
I sent that to you right away. Nope. I was like, oh, Chris, check this out.
Nope, not a chance. Zach Pearson from 24/7 Sports is the Chiefs taking right tackle Cameron Williams from Texas. No, not in the first round. I can see him second or third round.
Not a right tackle.
You're not taking a right tackle in the first round. Tyler Dragon from USA Today has them taking Kelvin Banks from Texas. Ian Valentino from the 33rd team has them taking Derek Harmon from Oregon. Reese Decker, Pro Football Network, has them taking Josh Connerly Jr. from Oregon. I'm not seeing it. Not seeing it. Not seeing it at the end of first. Gareth Evans also has them taking Josh Connerly as
well.
What
was his arm length? 33?
33 and a half, I believe. Marco Enriquez from Pro Football Network has them taking Luther Burton, wide receiver out of Mizzou.
Now, you know what, though? Here's the thing. If Luther's still there, I would take him.
Me too.
I don't know if he's still going to be there. You see more and more mocks.
I do not think he's in the 20s. I think he's going to be gone before 25.
I think he will be too. But if he's still floating around there, and I've seen a few mocks here and there where he's floating around there, I would take him. I just don't think he's going
to
be there.
I don't think anybody is going to let him go to Kansas City.
No.
Like, I don't think anybody's going to let him. Like, you think Buffalo's going to let him go to Kansas City? No.
And Buffalo still needs it. Chargers still need a wide receiver.
Yeah, Buffalo needs a wide receiver.
The Chargers didn't address it really either. They need to address it.
They could use. There's a lot of teams.
Mike Williams did go back there, which
Yeah, but he's injury prone. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to let Luther Burton go to Kansas City. If that happens, that's a big mistake. Charles Davis from NFL.com has them taking Josh Simmons, left tackle from Ohio State. Carter Landis has them taking guard Donovan Jackson from Ohio State. This, again, this is a guy that's I'm seeing mocked late second, early third round at guard. I don't see that. And again,
Tom Jackson's been a popular cheese pick, but again, to Ohio State.
And he's a guy that I have seen increasingly everyone's like, this guy's not a tackle. He filled in for Josh Simmons, who got hurt about halfway through the year. He played well for Ohio State at left tackle. But the consensus thought is that he's going to have to move inside to guard. The Chiefs aren't – I do not see them taking guard at 31. The value of that position, especially when you found two very good starters in Larry the Canadian Doctor and Trey Smith in the sixth round, I don't see that. Josh Edwards from CBS has them taking Siobhan Revel Jr. from ECU, cornerback. Love him.
Missed most of last year with injury, but yeah. Again, taller, physical,
very physical
corner that comes up in the run game.
He can play press man. Like him. He can tackle. Yeah, he's got all the skills I think Spags would love. Yahoo has them taking wide receiver Matthew Golden from Texas, who's really shooting up a lot of.
I think a lot of people have him as wide receiver three.
I've seen some people talk about him now as wide receiver one.
Because I've seen Tedrell McMillan sliding now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's sliding. I've seen some mocks now where Golden is going ahead of McMillan.
I would take McMillan over him.
But I've seen a lot of talk about Golden.
Everybody's enamored with the speed of Golden.
Right, and I get it. Like, you know,
but Gunnar Helm, did lead, the tight end, led that team in interceptions.
Yes.
And Isaiah Bond is part of that. And I like Isaiah Bond, too.
And so. Bond's a guy, like, if he didn't get hurt, I think he would have finished with more yards than
the pro day
Golden
he did run
too.
A 4.35. He improved that 4.39 to 4.35. He was the one that said he would beat Xavier Worthy's time. But
I don't know if I buy the 4.35 like that. I don't know if I buy it. Maybe.
Might have been home cooking.
It might have been a little home cooking. That seems like a real big jump from, because he ran a 4.41, then a 4.4 flat, and now he's 4. I don't know about that. We'll see. And then finally, Cody Williams from FanSided as I'm taking Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher from Texas A&M. I'm going to tell you this right now. If Shamar Stewart, and I don't think there's any chance in hell he falls to 31, but if he does.
Yeah, I would take Shamar Stewart.
In a heartbeat.
I don't see him falling.
In a heartbeat.
But the other Texas A&M guy, Nick Scorton, I'd take.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Scorton was, before the Senior Bowl, Scorton was the higher-ranked defensive end between the two. And after Shamar Stewart went and had a hell of a week at Senior Bowl practice, he jumped ahead of Scorton. But Scorton, he was a guy that for the entire season was thought of to be a better player than Shamar Stewart. So, and Stewart was a guy that was, he's more so a talent guy than he was a production guy. He wasn't super
productive.
1.5
sacks.
Yeah. Did not produce very much off the edge there. But when you watch him, you see him come on. He was big. He actually lost weight for the combine. He got like under 260 for the combine. But he played at 280 when he was at A&M.
He had 6 tackles for losses. Boy, he had 1.5 sacks each year.
Every year he had 1.5 sacks. Not super productive, but you're drafting him for the talent. So I don't think he will. But don't be shocked if Shamar Stewart somehow tumbles because of the lack of production there. So to break down the numbers here, these were 21 total mock drafts, 6 left tackles, 1 right tackle, 4 guards, 2 receivers, a running back. Trevion Henderson. I was like, what running back was mocked on there? One edge rusher, 5 defensive tackles, and 1 corner. I do not think that offensive line is in play for 31. I might be wrong. Maybe they've fallen in love with the left tackle and they decide that their parameters that they like in arm length don't matter because they really like this person.
Yeah.
That's very possible. So I'll be more than willing to admit on our Thursday broadcast at the landing on April 24th in Liberty, if the Chiefs take a Josh Connerly or a Josh Simmons if he falls or Kelvin Banks if he falls, I'll be more than willing to admit I was wrong about that.
I will too. It'll throw out the Ohio State.
But I don't think that that's going to happen. No. I think we're looking at defensive tackle. I think we're looking at wide receiver. And I think we're looking at edge rusher. I think those are the three positions, maybe corner. Maybe Revel Jr. if he's there and they really, really like him. I wouldn't be shocked if they went that route too because, you just watch him on film. He seems like their kind of guy. But I think this is about where, like I said, I think receiver, defensive tackle, edge, those are the positions, and corner you should be looking at for those positions for round one.
As far as the top 30 visits, Ursary did come in for a visit with the Chiefs.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me. That doesn't shock me at all. I actually expected Ursary to make a visit here because he's a hometown kid. And
sometimes they draft those guys, sometimes they don't. I think they brought Kingsley in for a visit too.
Yeah, I think they did. I think that was one of the names we went out there, and then we started to hear him get linked to the Chiefs. Though he was linked at the end of round one, not at the end of round two, which is what ended up happening. So yeah, I'm not going to rule out Ariante Ursary day two. I would, even though he's about 33 and a half inch arms, so not quite the length they like. But he is a very good athlete. He's a guy that some people thought had a chance to be the top left tackle in this class.
Didn't give up sacks, very low sack numbers.
Didn't give up sacks, but he also was a guy that did give up some pressures as far as like speed guys go off the edge. And Minnesota kind of worked to try to get the ball out quick because of that. So, you know, there's some work he has to do to his game. He's a project guy too. But, I mean, I'm not sleeping on Ursary day two if they really, really like him. But for round one, I don't think there's a chance in hell they're going tackle. So next week, 7-round mock, Chiefs mock draft 2.0.
Here we go, 2.0. Are we doing 1.5 or 2.0?
Let's do 2.0. We have to do 1.5 if we do an NFL mock. Okay. Actually, no, it would be NFL mock 2.0. Okay. But yeah, no, this is our 7-round Chiefs mock 2.0 next week. So I'm excited about it. We're about to start the live character concern specials as well. So make sure you're tuned in. Our first one is on April 10th. It's on a Thursday. Very excited to be able to get people on. Very excited to be able to break down some of these mocks and really kind of hit on where the Chiefs need to look at as far as the draft is concerned. This 3.5 weeks that we're on until the draft are going to fly by real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So for Jay Binkley, I'm Christian Osero. This has been the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. Make sure you download, subscribe, give us 5 stars on whatever platform that you listen to us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys again next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.